Congratulations.
You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Bay's number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Maysoon and I were just talking about all the stuff we're mad about.
We're mad about some things. No kidding, right? I just don't like when people that you spend a lot of time with are sort of inconsiderate of you as a human.
Well, I couldn't agree more. I don't think anybody would disagree with
That's a fairly basic concept, right?
Yep. I don't know. You know, I was talking to a friend of the show, Carrie Hott, this morning, and she said that we have to keep our eyes on the real enemy.
She's right, but I think people that treat you badly are also people that you can kind of find a way to move away from.
Sure.
Maybe not completely
or
wipe
address
them out.
It. You either got to address it or you got to distance yourself.
Yeah.
Something. You can't just be sitting in a fucking sewage pit of somebody's bullshit.
Yeah, I think when it's like people that you work with, for example, it's hard to address. You can't really, you know, like
not
you,
that
you,
we work with anyone that we have any problems
oh yeah,
with
just
ever,
an example.
Nor would we.
People you live with, people you work with, people that you don't really have necessarily a choice to be around. You know
right.
what I mean? Like you
yeah.
kind of, unless you're quitting your job or moving out of your house, which
know,
are
I
huge
guess,
moves.
Then you got to do the Gottman process.
No, I think you just ignore them and you find a way. I actually do. I think you just find a way to move on. Because I think to think you can change people that you're kind of in a forced situation with is dangerous.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I think, yeah.
I mean, obviously,
you're
if you're
probably
being abused,
right, but
that's one thing. But if it's just sort of like people are just kind of rude and self-centered, that's another thing. Know what I mean?
Your face. I don't know, Maysoon.
Sorry, I just drank on mic. Ooh-wee. Kate's going to be mad when she edits.
I'm so mad. Okay, here's the deal. CCA had some bad news come out.
Oh,
California
really?
College of the Arts.
I was out of town for just about under a week, and so I don't know anything about what's happening in the Bay Area. Lucky, lucky me.
Well, they had a big news story come out that they're about $20 million in the hole.
Oh, with their new, again, a new fucking building project,
yep.
and they can't afford it.
Yep.
It's like SFAI, CCA, fucking SF MoMA, like all these places. They think the new building's going to bring them money. It's like, if you don't have the money, why would you think that?
Yep. There was an article in the SF Chronicle that the headline was California College of the Arts announces possible layoffs and merger.
Oh, no.
As it faces $20 million deficit.
What, are they going to merge with Google?
Emerge to me now that I've been teaching at what was once Mills College, FKA Mills College.
What is FKA?
Formerly known as.
Got it. Thank you.
That wasn't a merger. That was a destruction.
That was a full takeover.
That was goodbye. Like, they called it a merger, but
right.
the only thing that merged in from Mills is like the students that needed to get taught out, and
yeah.
then when they're gone, it's
how
just
any faculty?
I mean, faculty are still there and some staff, but
and any of those programs,
but no programs, man. Music is gone, art is gone, dance is gone. It's gone. You know what they got now? They got financial technology.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude.
Ew.
Okay, so when they say merger, I have no. That doesn't give me any hope.
It's weird. I wonder what's going to happen with the museum there, because that's always been like
the
Mills
Wattis?
College art. No, at Mills. Well, does Wattis have a museum? Do they have a collection?
Wait, CCA's. Oh, yeah, the collection.
I was talking about Mills College Art Museum,
yeah.
and just that they've always been
your former place of
my
employment.
My former place of employment, because their whole history is about being Mills,
right?
You know what I mean? Specifically, yeah. an all women's school,
yeah,
or whatever. You know,
and yeah, yep.
It's interesting how that will. I imagine Northeastern has acquired that collection. Is that like now theirs or?
No idea.
You know what I mean? Like, where does that exist now? Like, it's an asset for something.
I thought that the museum got some independent financing from somewhere.
The museum has foundations that are funded by like people. But the collection itself, who owns that? You know what I mean? Like, it presumably belonged to Mills College. Like
but Mills
the collection.
College don't exist no
right,
more.
Right, so now Northeastern somehow acquired a 10,000 piece a collection somehow.
Yeah, they'll probably turn it all into like those rockets where you put an egg in it.
Yeah, they'll turn it all into, what's it called when you buy the crypt, not crypto.
Crypto.
No, the artwork where you buy like
a
digital image of it. It's like the weirdest,
yeah
that thing.
Okay, so that was big news. We're really hoping for the best for you, CCA, and all, especially
yeah,
the...
Yeah, please hang in there. Don't merge if you can help it. Like, how do we... I don't know.
Don't fucking... Merge is a damn lie. There's no merging. That's fake.
Oh, my
fake.
God.
I mean, at least from what I've seen at Mills, it seems
who are they
like
gonna merge
idea.
With? Like, another art school or another school?
MIT.
MIT. CCA at MIT.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Okay, then another
it's gonna be
thing.
There's gonna be like art and math classes, which is kind of cool actually. Or music and math would be great. Ooh,
we had to take. Oh no, we didn't have to, but they had a math class at SFAI.
Math
I was gonna say we
arts?
Had to take math at it when I was
math for
a
the artist. How cute would that be?
In Columbus, Ohio, we had to take a science class, science for the artist, and oh. we did some a little bit of chemistry. And
like
a
for
bit of physics
color mixing or what would the chemistry be like for different
I mean they didn't put it into that context exactly, but we did learn like, you know, what happens when these two molecules
oh, yeah,
go
good,
together.
Great.
Yeah. I loved that class.
Which one is the most is it red or blue that's the most toxic?
Well, cadmium is really carcinogenic. I always have to tell my students that so they don't eat the paint.
Oh, they always say, like, never get a mug, like, even a coffee mug that has red on the inside.
Well, God, aren't coffee mugs, like, pretty rough? I saw a TikTok of somebody testing, like, all kinds of ceramics at, like, a Goodwill for lead.
Oh,
and it was
shit.
Every damn fucking one had lead in it. Lead City, bro.
So don't get coffee
get,
cups.
You gotta
where
get your
get,
own.
Where are you
gotta,
getting them?
You gotta go find a ceramicist.
Is it the glaze that has the lead or the clay yeah. that has the lead or
the
both?
The glaze.
The glaze.
I think the clay is probably porcelain.
Does the glaze always have lead? Is that like a thing?
No.
Like today, glaze is more safe.
Yeah.
Today I mean, in the world, you can get glaze that's more safe.
Yeah. You could have gotten it more safe back then, too.
You could have, but something maybe lead had like more vibrant color.
I think it's cheap. Something
or
about
just
cheapness.
Cheap.
Yeah. Okay, here's the
well,
deal.
We're all going to die eventually.
Maysoon, don't talk about that.
Well, we're talking about lead poisoning. What else
no,
can
no,
we go?
No, we're
where
not. We're
lead?
Not. You can get a cure or something. Is there a cure?
I don't think so.
I think it's worse when you're a child than when you're an adult.
It's definitely
to get
worse as
lead
a child.
You
really get fucked.
Okay, the Headlands had an exhibition by Simone Bailey.
Oh, okay, cute.
It's still up.
Okay, cute.
And I think she's going to come here and do a record release. So basically,
everyone's making a record. Not everyone. I just know,
don't say
I,
that.
I know three people that are making records. That are artists, not musicians necessarily.
Okay, so the Headlands has a Bay Area fellowship, and Simone Bailey was the fellow of that fellowship this last round, I guess.
Where is Simone based these days?
Here.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. what I thought. But mm-hmm. you said they were coming. Are they out of town, or?
What you talking about?
I don't know.
Come
keep going.
What you
keep talking.
So anyhow, the exhibition, so there was an exhibition and then there was also a listening to this record that she put together. Mm. The exhibition, this is from their press release, examines the universe of the Maroons, a short-lived 1970s band that existed at the intersection of black power and punk rock.
Great, love it.
I like that intersection. Through the presentation of a vinyl record with songs recorded specifically for this project, as well as photographs, sculptures, and ephemera, Bailey's work explores the band's brief existence and untimely disappearance, while also delving into rock and roll's cultural legacies. Now, this doesn't get into it, but one of the songs that Simone played was a cover of a Patti Smith song, okay? And there was also a magazine, a music magazine with an interview with Patti Smith,
okay.
Where she talks about how she's, like, kind of pontificating about, like, why has rock and roll become so segregated?
Oh.
But then she has this song, a Patti Smith song that I didn't know existed, where she is screaming, referring to herself as the N-word over and
Patti
over.
Patti Smith is?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And so Simone got this band. She basically put together a band.
She recreated.
Some of this stuff is kind of like in the imaginary. And then she also kind of put together this band of like all black, I think, musicians. And they cover this Patti Smith song. And like the recording was fucking killer. But you can come and get more information because Simone is having a record release party here at Etal in San Francisco.
Oh, really? Cute.
And I also want to say she put together a goddamn shuttle that picked people up in the Mission and took you out to the the Headlands. And that was fucking
the Headlands didn't do that? She put it together?
Well, she like made them do it.
They should just fucking do that, period.
Yeah. Do that forever now, Headlands.
I mean, they have like two open houses a year or something, right? It's like, just do it for those two. Come on. I mean, they're also struggling financially, so maybe not. Sorry, Headlands. I feel bad.
Everybody support the Headlands if you can.
Maybe we can all pitch in and get a little shuttle. How much does that cost?
I have no idea. Let's just get a couple people, just like do a little car share, carpool.
We could have like a Headlands carpool spot for San Francisco and Oakland.
Yeah.
Where it's like everyone just drives by this one spot and there's people waiting to go. You just get in, you know?
Exactly. I think that could be
what
very
are some
cute.
Points when you go to the Headlands, you're going over from here, you're going over the Golden Gate Bridge.
Uh-huh.
We could pick people up somewhere like on Van Ness.
Yeah, that's what
Civic
they
Center.
Did.
Civic Center Van
that's
Ness
what
would be
they
great.
Did this time. Was on Van Ness was this pickup spot.
Oh, really? Yeah, that makes sense because you're on your way to the
bridge. You fucking
bridge.
Popped that out of your damn brain.
Sure did. What would be the direction for East Bay? Let's figure out our shuttle spot for the East Bay. Headlands, we're doing half the work for you. We're doing it right now for you. If you're driving to the Headlands, what route do you take?
I mean, I would put it by a BART stop so people could like from if they're from wherever.
Well, and BART is near the highway, so that also
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah, let's do West Oakland BART.
Because you're going, what are you not going over the Bay Bridge though? To the Headlands, right? You're
no,
going
you
over
go
Richmond?
Through Richmond, yeah.
Can you get
we could
on
do
the proper
Richmond
highway?
BART stop.
Okay, for now, East Bay stop is West Oakland.
Okay, anyhow, folks, keep an eye out for... Wait, I know where to find when that fucking thing is, the fucking et al. Website.
I thought you were the et al. Website,
every
Kate.
Time I ask Aaron about stuff, he's like, it's on the website.
That's not appropriate.
But
you,
he,
as an employee,
he
should
know.
Oh,
he doesn't
okay,
know.
That's different.
Okay,
Aaron, you sly fox devil. What is
you
he?
Sly fox devil.
You think he's a fox devil? What do you think he is? I think he's maybe more
he's
of like a weasel.
He's like weasel. No,
weasels
well,
are great.
I'm cutting that out. Damn it, it's not on there.
Maybe he's like an albino bear. What else is happening? There's lots of people looking for executive directors, right?
Oh yeah, SOEX is looking
SOEX is
for one.
Root Division. Do they already hire one?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Mishy Manny.
Who?
Michelle Mansour.
Oh, yes.
Mishy Manny. It's a new nickname.
You are
I've never
really
had nicknames
a,
for her before.
A ride
that's
with
really a whole
today.
Thing.
You're taking an
it's
absolute
I'm
ride.
It's because I'm basically still asleep. I also want to give a shout out to Virgos. It's Virgo season, and I want to just say happy birthday to you all.
Thank
I
you.
Went to
a Virgo
birthday
Virgo.
Party
thank
yesterday.
You. Oh, how'd that
and
go?
And Kate is also a Virgo, although she sometimes complains about it because she doesn't like being sometimes. Equated with a virgin.
Okay. I feel bad that I didn't talk more about Simone's show. Simone Bailey had a great show.
I think you talked
it
really
also had some sculpture. I didn't
about
talk
it.
About the sculpture. There was a sculpture that was made of razor wire.
Okay.
And don't touch that. It was high up, so hopefully.
Did you touch it?
No.
Oh.
There were also photographs. There was also like a band touring poster. And like because of the kind of there was some ambiguity around like what's real, like and what's stuff she's kind of making up because like the photographs I were not of the people actually in the original band from the 70s
were not of
no mm-hmm. but they're kind of meant to be
yeah
you know what I mean
okay
and I thought that was cool weird play with reality
yeah
what
yeah. is her work typically like I mean what is she
I don't know
okay
I know she was an Artadia okay. winner like back in like I want to say like 2017 or 18.
Okay. Do they go to school out here? Like, what do we know about Simone Bailey? I feel like I've
I know
read
she,
about them
I know
a while
a lot
ago,
cause
but
she
now
kept
I don't
coming in
anything.
Here and telling me about this show.
Oh, really?
She kept coming in, yeah.
Oh, cute. Oh,
and
she was excited.
At one
that's
point,
awesome.
She came in here with pool noodles. And oh. I didn't know if that was for the show.
Was that in the show?
I didn't know it wasn't.
I like anyone with a pool noodle, I have to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Pretty much. If you're walking around San Francisco with a pool noodle, I'm probably want to know you.
I remember during the height of the pandemic, like people trying to like, I don't know who the hell, I was probably talking to you because who else was I talking to there? Jimbo and you probably, my mom maybe. Talking about like making outfits that were like social distancing outfits.
Oh, yeah.
And pool noodles came up all the fucking time.
Hell yeah.
Just like have a sphere of pool noodles around you.
Smart.
So you can like have your space but also get through because they're so flexy.
I saw a cyclist who made like basically a car size frame of pool noodles so that oh. when he rode his bike he cars couldn't get close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would probably hate that.
I hate that. I absolutely hate
oh,
that.
Oh no, we died for
oh shit.
No, we're good. I have to make a correction from a few episodes ago. I talked about Star Trek Voyager, and I was talking about how they joined up with these like anarchist people, and they had to band together because they were trapped in the Delta Quadrant. Okay.
Yes, I understand all those things.
The anarchist group is called the Maquis.
Okay. Did someone correct you?
No, I did.
You corrected yourself.
Yeah.
Well, there's a new show at the San Jose ICA.
Okay.
And it's a group. There's a couple shows, actually. I can't remember the name of anything.
Okay.
But one of my friends and person we just showed at the Arts Commission Gallery, Trina Michelle Robinson, is in it. And her work is fantastic. Arlene Correa is in it as well. And there's maybe 12. It's a group show of 12 people. And then there's like Bin Don is also in a show.
But Bin Don.
That's a separate exhibition.
Uh-huh.
That opens
back in grad school.
That opened today.
Oh, my bad.
But it'll be up for a little while.
It's called Allegedly the Worst is Behind Us, and it's going to be open all the way.
I hate the title.
Allegedly.
Well, I just am like, what do you mean the worst is behind us? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, shit is.
Like, let's just have a completely different angle.
Let's not think about what's the best and worst. I think we got to give that up. Okay.
Yeah.
February, it's going to run until February 23rd. Aside from the title of the show, it's going to be a great show.
It's going to be, there's lots of great artists in the show. Definitely go see it.
Yeah, there is a lot of cool.
Yeah.
People. Then there's also, they're having their auction coming up, P.S.
Oh, really?
You know it.
Where do they have an auction if there's shows in there? They must have it in another space.
I guess so. They also have Masako Miki is going to be doing something there. Parade of 100 Demons.
Great. I love it. Love that title.
That's going to be.
See, I want titles like that.
Yeah, I think that's more.
Let's come up with a title.
Right now?
If we had a show, what would it be?
Clusterfuck.
Wow.
God, that's the.
The hands in front of your eyes.
Ooh, whoa, okay.
The hand in front of
that's
your eyes?
That's very poetic. Mm. That Masako Miki thing is going to be November 18th and through. Oh, it's been up. It's already. It's like an outside thing. It's been
is that
up
the mural?
Since the 18th of November.
Okay, so they have the facade of their building. They have, I think, year long murals.
That's cool.
So Masako Miki is the new mural.
Well, that's blessed.
Is that true? Because I thought there was another artist who was doing a mural. Wait, that one is up until when? September.
It just said ongoing.
Okay. Because I think they're changing it out actually pretty soon.
There's also Jonathan Keats, the Future Democracies Laboratory.
That'll probably be in the way, way back, you think? That'll little project be, space?
That's September 14th through February 23rd.
Oh, yeah, excuse me. There's four shows opening on September 14th, just FYI. It's very confusing because their space isn't that big.
Maysoon, I hate to be a dick, but...
Uh-oh, did I do
so
something?
So this show...
Which one?
It's called The Future Democracies Laboratory, a project by Jonathan Keats. Yeah. Okay, and it's in their project room. Can I just read this blurb?
Sure.
It made me take pause.
It made you puke a little bit in
it
your
made
mouth?
Me take pause.
Pause.
In the United States and around the world, democracy is in peril. Caught up in partisan gridlock and often indulging in corruption or bigotry, all too many politicians are unable or unfit to govern.
Wow. It's like, what newspaper are you
what
waiting
if we
for?
What if we automated governance, generating laws without legislators? What if citizenship were expanded to enfranchise non-human animals and plants? Okay, well, then you kind of won me back there. I just don't like when an artist statement makes like the most fucking like, yeah, no, duh kind of statement.
Yeah. He has to start somewhere.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, no, you won us back, Jonathan Gates. I'm going to stop reading there and just let you take
leave
the
it
W.
From there.
Take the W. Okay, yeah, and then it sounds like there's a new mural by Oscar Lopez.
Yeah, that's the one I
do
think.
Do I know him?
I don't know. I don't think I know him.
I think I might know him.
Let's interview him. Let's put him on the list.
Okay, cute. And then Bin Don, it's works from 2006 to 2024.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome, Bin Don.
That'll probably be in the small, like, media room, you think? Have you been
let's
to San Jose?
Let's see. Yes, I've shown there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's
someone opening a show.
A condensed retrospective.
Yeah, really condensed, probably.
Dang. It doesn't say what space it's in. But I got to tell you, when I was in grad school, if you were about to do something and it was like, oh, that's been done before, we would say it's been done by Bin Don.
You should say it's been done before.
It's been done before?
Yeah.
I think been done by been done is pretty good. Okay.
That's cute. Who came up with that?
Of course, Jenny Sheriff. Oh, David Bayes. David Bayes has a new show up at Telematic over in Soma at like fucking 10th and Folsom.
Okay, great. Yeah. And I think Slash also just opened a new show this weekend, this past weekend.
Oh, finally. You were waiting for that for ages.
They had that one show for almost a full year, maybe 6 months.
Let's do tips for studio visits again.
Oh.
What do you got for that? Food or no food?
No food.
Really?
Yeah.
Drinks?
I mean, I think you can offer a drink.
Like a little soda?
Yeah, you could say, hey, do you want something to drink? I've got
soda,
tea or coffee, or tea. If you have a hot water heater, great. I can do a tea.
Okay.
Or I can give you water from my leaded pipe.
From my leaden pipes.
Leaden pipe, because all those studios are so fucking old and a total wreck. Maybe you should have some bottled water.
No.
Filtered water? Okay, how about a get your...
LaCroix?
How about a box of LaCroix that's refrigerated, easy to go, easy, recyclable, you know, better.
Yes, yes.
I will recommend...
Sarah Hotchkiss has a show up at motherfucking Romer Young.
Romer Young. That just opened.
Go see Sarah's show. See, yeah, we gotta go to these things.
I want
to
go see that.
Can you please take me there?
I can, as soon as I find a car.
Okay.
And I was going to say, so in your studio visit, if you're going to get the case of LaCroix, I want to highly recommend you get the pure flavor, just plain seltzer water.
Yeah.
Flavors are weird. Not
everybody likes
everyone.
It's
very specific. Like the only other flavor I'll drink is grapefruit. I don't any of the other flavors.
Lemon?
No.
Lime.
I don't want any of it.
Apricot.
Oh, God, no.
Pamplemousse.
No. Well, that's grapefruit. I mean, at home, I only drink pure. So this is really about me, obviously.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, everyone.
Well, but that's the least offensive.
But I think it's like, it's just your neutral. Anyone can, I mean, if you like other flavors, get your flavor, but also have a couple pure on the side just in case.
You don't want to be forcing that crayon raspberry.
You don't
want
to have to make
them
be like, oh, no, thank you. Because they're going to feel bad about that.
Exactly.
They're going to want to take what you're offering because it's a nice way to connect with someone.
Hell yeah.
Then what? I want to say that... Some people like put on an exhibition in their studio for a studio visit. And I don't know if that's necessary. I think people expect to just come into a studio space that's actively being used and looks like it's actively being used. I mean, obviously you want to have some things ready to show.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they need to be like in an exhibition format. Like I think curators have enough of a creative imagination to imagine what it would look like hanging on a wall.
What if you got nothing finished? What if you have nothing finished? It's all works in progress.
Fine.
What if you just have one thing finished and nothing else?
That feels like a little bit of a waste of time. Like, I feel like there, even if it's old work, even if it's like, this is the trajectory, I think that'd be better than just like, here's one piece, let's spend an hour talking about it.
No,
like,
no.
What is that?
I mean, what if you just have one finished thing and all everything
else? Oh,
yeah,
fine. Totally fine.
Really?
Yeah, because then there's a story
you're
telling.
Tell me about a studio visit you had.
And I went to the artist studio, and they were mostly working. They mostly just showed me film, actually. Or like...
Like videos on their computer?
Well, no, they had it projected. They had like a projector set up and a little seating area and, you know, that kind of thing. And so the videos were mostly of like their videos that they made, but also of installations to show how their work is sort of situated in a gallery setting.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. I can't remember if there was actual, I don't think there was. So we ended up watching or looking at that work. And then, you know, the artist was talking about everything the whole time. And I would interject with questions. And
What kind
of questions?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember. Like just.
But like just about the work.
About the work. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes if I was curious about like where the idea came from, I would like dig a little bit more. Uh-huh. But I feel like this artist is really good at talking about their work, and they're very research-based. Like, they're hyper-research.
It was like you were listening to a lecture kind of vibes.
They are major talkers.
Did they have...
I actually ended up being there for 2 hours by mistake. I thought I was only going to be there for an hour, and I was like, holy shit, and this was an evening studio visit, and I had... Like, I think I didn't leave until 10 p.m. or something.
Wow.
That was funny. But it was fun. I mean, it's fun. To me, it's fun. I like to talk to... It was an artist I also knew, so it wasn't a total stranger situation, which makes it a little bit easier because you're just like basically chatting with a friend kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I have to do a studio visit with you.
Me?
Remember?
Yeah, come through.
Come through. Okay, good.
I'm really working on having some stuff
I don't really know. I've never been to a studio visit with other curators, so I don't know how other people do them. You know what I mean? I only know how I do them.
Oh, okay.
How have they been done for you?
I've had all kinds of motherfuckers come in.
Tell me.
I've had people that wouldn't talk to me about my work. We were just like chit-chatting.
And why is that?
And like, on one hand, it's like, oh, well, I like to be... On one hand, it was like, oh, this is nice because it feels like this person is going to show my work. Or like,
because they're just talking to you and not about your work?
Because it seemed like they had already decided I was in the show that or whatever they were doing.
Was that the case?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And but I also felt a little bit like disrespected, like, you know, because I am an artist. Like,
yeah.
Like, we you know, it'd be nice to talk about the work.
Yeah.
I also had folks come in who, like, didn't know me at all, didn't know anything about my work.
They did zero research.
Yes, and that also felt disrespectful.
I agree.
I think, you know, I've had more formal studio visits.
Were those people who approached you or you approached them?
They approached me. Yeah, I've had more formal studio visits where, you know, I showed a bunch of different work and they were like, well, we're most interested in this kind of stuff that you're doing.
Yeah.
So... take the other shit and throw it in the trash.
Well, no.
No, but, you know, it was helpful because, like...
They have a specific thing that they're working towards, like a specific theme, idea, and they're going to identify what fits that the most and want to, like, focus on that.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. Nicer. I mean, I think that's the main thing for me is just, like, let's kind of pretend that we care about the stuff I'm making.
Yeah. I think it's weird to not ask about... First of all, like...
I knew
to make the assumption that like someone just wants to talk like in a personal way to someone in a that to me is a professional like meeting is obnoxious. And also I just feel like it's a weird power play. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because you're like you're the person who's like, oh, my God, am I going to, you know, like it's stressful for you. And they're just like, let's just talk about our lives. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
that's
weird
the
to
thing.
Me.
I knew somebody who had like a very, very like high level important studio visit.
Yeah,
with folks from a certain
museum
place in New York City.
Oh, okay.
And the artist was dying, like getting ready for this because it was like a really high stakes kind of thing. And sure enough, the fucking curators came in. They only wanted to fucking shoot the shit about California.
I don't understand that. I sincerely
like
don't understand that.
You literally came across the fucking country. I mean, I think that the artist can have a part in that too. Like, I'm a chatty, like, friendly person, and I'll just talk about whatever we want to talk about. You know me.
I actually think it's completely appropriate for an artist to lead the studio visit too.
Oh, for sure.
To be like, hi, welcome to my studio. Can I get you something to the drink? And then blah, 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 a little chit chat. And then like, these are the works I wanted to show you.
Yeah. Bring it back to the work.
Yeah. I think it's really important to bring it back to the work. It's like, that's what they're there for. Like, you don't just open your studio to any rando to come like just hang out and talk.
Yeah. It feels disrespectful when somebody has like really stressed themselves out to like get their shit together and show their best work and whatever.
I mean, granted, maybe that approach is to make it more comfortable for the artist, but I think that's what they're thinking. But I also think having a comfortable approach with an artist while talking about their work, talking about their work is actually
that's
better.
A good way,
you know?
Yeah, that's a good way. I never had a studio visit where the person came in and just fucking was silent. No, I did have somebody once tell me to loosen my spiral. And I was like, fuck you.
I don't think it's appropriate to tell artists what to do in a studio visit.
Oh, like what to make? I mean, this was in grad school.
Okay, grad school, I feel like, you can get that from your faculty or people who are actually teaching you something. Like, I think that's a fine thing. But I think post-grad school, you're a professional artist. I think it's fine to maybe make suggestions or have you tried this. Like that, but like I don't know. I would never instruct someone
with
how
that.
To do.
I wouldn't take that well. Somebody being like, well, what if you just like use an airbrush machine and start making paintings of cars?
Yeah, no.
It's like, I would have to completely change who I am.
I'd be like, why don't you walk outside now? I'd be like, you know, I'm not interested in like a lesson from anyone right now. I don't know. No. Like, I just.
At a certain point, you're kind of. You're kind of fully baked.
Yeah.
And you're going to make what you make when you're fully baked.
Yeah.
Another update from previous episodes. I got barefoot shoes.
Oh,
they're good to go. They're not BDS.
Wait, I'm just looking at the brand.
Yeah. Saguaro shoes. They're supposed to be some good barefoot
How
shoes.
Are they going? Yeah.
It's working out for me. I did think I broke my toe at one point, but it was fine.
With those shoes?
Yeah, I was like, uh-oh, is something wrong with
my toe? Is it
a
really thin sole?
Yeah.
So this, I've been on this like healthy foot journey thing, yes, where I've been trying to do exercises, like where you spread your toes and you move
and
them individually.
And you put the fingers of your toes in the fingers you of put, your yeah. hands.
Do you do that too?
No, you were telling me about it last time.
Oh yeah,
time.
There's all these exercises. But then the next step in like the exercise is to get flat foot shoes. What do you call them?
Barefoot shoes. Oh, you're going to get some?
Well, I haven't gotten them yet, but okay.
Well, I think these are good in terms of boycott, divest, sanction.
Yes, for sure.
Hopefully, yeah.
But also with the barefoot shoes, it's kind of about not, like, most sneakers and things have, like, a really thick sole.
Yeah,
this is about, like, really being as to the ground as possible so that your feet can, like, function. And all the bones and muscles can use them, can be used properly.
People are fanatical about these shoes.
Oh, really? Who's people? Do you know anyone?
Tawny Bachwinkle.
Oh, Chani.
Leonard Reidelbach.
Oh.
Others.
I didn't know we had people in the really Bay, like people it. In our art circle that are into it. Sure. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure the shape is a little bit to get used to, but it's okay.
I like it. My toes feel free. I can stretch them out. Okay, well, let's go ahead and thank the listeners for everything they've done. And we are going to be walking.
Also, free Palestine.
Basically barefoot and freeing Palestine from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree. For Free Palestine.